There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very, very much for joining me today. You know, I just wanted to say real fast as we're getting into things that I wanted to let everybody know that I have started a Patreon page. And what that basically is for those who use it, know that it's a way to help people who put out creative content to be able to, if you like what they're doing, support what they're doing with a small nominal fee every month. And what you get is not only the creative stuff they put out, but little extras and rewards and other fun things. And I'm just really excited. Because I put a lot of work into the stuff I do. A lot of you follow the stuff I do. I get some really good feedback with not only the radio show, but my Facebook Lives, podcasts, videos, all sorts of good things that I do. And I think are good. I probably shouldn't be too big on it. But I decided to start a Patreon page for anyone who, you know, find some value in what I do. And, you know, memberships or subscriptions start as low as $2 a month. They go higher. But a bunch of levels of what you could get out of it. So please, please check it out. Ghostbox Live is the Patreon page. So it's patreon.com/Ghostbox Live. And please check it out. And even more so, please consider contributing, because that would really help me out too. And, you know, Patrick, it sounds kind of like a PBS pledge drive at the moment, doesn't it? Is it heavy-handed, Patrick, for a Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think we're going to be cutting into programming randomly this afternoon with some requests for donations.
Right? You know, if Mr. Rogers was still alive, he could maybe do like pre-record something like, won't you please donate to Ghostbox Live? And the programs that they make require, you know, some assistance, some $2 a month from you. So that's a cup of coffee, you know, so that sort of thing. So, but here's the funny thing, Patrick. We can get Mr. Rogers today if we want to. And you know, it might sound like I'm taking the Mickey out of it, but it's true with who we have on today. And, you know, we might just ask to see if we can channel him in or not, because our guest today, Barry Strom, is somebody who has, over the course of the last few years, or many years actually, has been able to channel spirits. Barry Strom was born near Hershey, Pennsylvania, received a business management degree in college, and earned a civil engineering license. He worked in construction and the stone quarry business for over 30 years and was the CEO of a company for 4 years. During that time, he was a total non-believer in the spirit world and has had no idea he possessed the gift of spirit communication. Around 15 years ago, and as the owner of an antique gallery, he became aware of spirit presence and became involved in investigation and spirit photography. While working with other mediums, he was introduced to spirit communication by using a spirit board. His abilities progressed to the point that now all messages are heard mentally and he can speak the words of the spirits. Currently the author of 7 books based on the afterlife, aliens, and spirit communication, Barry and his wife Connie are the hosts of the radio show Channeling History on the Para-X Radio Network, which airs tonight, and a podcast named Weekly Message from Jesus. We're going to talk about what's going on tonight. It's very interesting. And we're going to also talk about why I specifically focused on a celebrity who had passed away. Barry, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hey, thanks, Greg. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for asking me back.
Thank you very much. Barry and I have been talking back and forth for years. I've been a big fan of what he does. For those of you who are watching me on a feed, you'll see I'm holding up a book. I brought a couple books with me. The first book that I got from you, Barry, was Spirit Speak of Conspiracies and Mysteries. It's one of my favorite sort of Conversations, one of my favorite books on the topic. One of the things that you have done was that you've been able to channel spirits to help, you know, put these books together. Before I get ahead of myself, which I am, I would like to invite everybody into this conversation to do so. You can call in and ask Barry a question live on the air. The number is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can email us a comment or a question. The email address for that is comment@am950radio.com. Also, a number of you are watching me doing a live stream in studio right now. I am on the Paranormal United Network 2, where you can see me live. I'm also on Minnesota Ghost Box Facebook page. I'm on the Parafriends event Facebook page, and I'm also on AM 950. So if you're watching me from any of those Facebook pages, leave a comment. Leave it for Barry. I will get to it. I will ask it. Now, Barry, we talked a little bit off air about this. If someone sends a message asking for you to channel somebody, is that going to be okay?
Yeah, we can try. I can't guarantee the spirit will come forward, but
right,
we can certainly take a shot at it.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Because one of the things that Barry has done in these books, and there are 7 books now. I only have like 3, I think, because the publisher you worked with had stopped sending me books. And but that's okay. You know, I that's fine. I still got these. I'll pick them up at some point. But the interesting thing is, for example, The Spirit Speaks of Conspiracies and Mysteries, which was done a long time ago now, you specifically spoke to historical figures about things that we never really knew the answers to from a history standpoint. And so the words that are coming through on the book are really from the people who lived those moments.
Yes. Yeah, it was an interesting experiment. We did 27 conspiracies in that book. And every one of them, we asked the spirits that lived the events to tell us the truth of what took place. And it was incredible how many stories varied from what history has written down.
How do you know that these are the spirits of who they say they are?
Sometimes it's a little bit difficult, but sometimes, you know, it's very simple. We ask very detailed questions. When we did the conspiracy book, for instance, when we channeled with President Kennedy, mm-hmm. we had very, very specific questions made up. And he answered all those specific questions. And when I asked him who shot him, he gave me a name, and I'd never heard of the name. And I went into some different conspiracy theories online, and that name appeared that, you know, other people had thought of it. And in every event that we did, we would channel multiple times, and so that we would be able to verify certain answers in different ways. Sometimes we'd even ask spirit guides about information. But I tried to be as careful as I could that everything we did in that book was verifiable.
Mm-hmm. Now, just for those who are interested, and correct me if I'm wrong, all of the channeling that you've done for all of your books, right, are available like on YouTube for people to see the real-time channeling happening, right?
Yeah, we have 140 videos up right now on YouTube of our channelings. A lot of them are showing the original channelings.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of stuff up there. The YouTube channel's in my name, Barry Strohm, Strohm. And you can go in and see all our recent shows and a lot of the earlier channelings. And one interesting thing you can do is you can watch me progress in my channeling abilities, because the early videos showed us using a channeling board.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the later videos, I'm just sitting there and running my mouth with what they have to say.
And that's important to note, because when I first met you, you had moved on from using the spirit box to get some spirit communication. You've been using a board. And then about a year or two after that, you totally did away with the board, and they were just channeling to you directly. What kind of board were you using when you were channeling with a board?
Well, we used a specially designed board. We actually asked the spirit guides themselves how they would like the board to be shaped, letters, numbers were in a circle, a couple minor commands in it. But the important thing was that the board was covered with glass. And we put lemon oil on as a lubricant, and then we'd use a glass planchette, and that would move very easily. So that we could, it didn't take a whole lot of energy for a spirit to move glass. We actually used a shot glass.
Wow. So. Were they really excited that you actually asked them what they preferred? Because I imagine, I know in my situation, I guess I never really think about asking them, like what how do you prefer it? I mean, in some cases you do, but not when it comes to the board, I think, with a lot of people. Were they surprised that you asked that?
Well, we ask everything about that. We even had the spirits give us the prayer protection that we used before we'd ever use the before we open channels.
Okay.
And we still actually use that prayer protection on our radio show when we start to channel there.
Oh, wow. Wow. No, that's really interesting. And, you know, that makes sense. You want to make it as easy. For those of you who don't understand, because it's just a different sort of world, you know, the planchette is moved by spirit. Even though you might have your fingers on it, they're lightly on it. That's the little piece that's on the board. And so if it's wood or if it's like you get the Milton Bradley Ouija board, this is stuff that is harder to move. You want to make it as easy as possible. So you could technically, I guess, Barry, put glass over your existing board and do all that and use a shot glass, and that might help things move along too.
Yeah, I actually watched the guides move the glass without us having our fingers on it.
Wow. Why don't we talk a little bit more about that after break? We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with our guest, Barry Strom, who channels spirits, historical figures, and aliens. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us. Today we're talking with Barry Strom, who is an author of 7 books, focusing on his messages he received while channeling spirits such as historical figures, Jesus Christ, and also aliens. I mean, you really do cover the gambit. I do want to talk real fast about your show tonight. We were talking before the show started, and talking a bit about what you have going on tonight, which sounds really, really interesting.
Yeah, we're going to be on Para-X tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern. Our show's name is Channeling History, and tonight we're going to channel spirits that were involved with the sinking of the Titanic. This is the date closest to the anniversary of the sinking, and we're actually going to channel 5 different spirits that were involved with the ship. We're going to talk to the captain. We're going to talk to the lookout that spotted the iceberg. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to the master in charge of the band that played as they sunk. We're going to talk to John Astor that died, and he was the world's richest man at the time. Going to be a pretty interesting show. We have a lot of questions made up for him, and I've never talked to any of these spirits before, so it's going to be interesting. I'm very curious what some of the answers are going to be.
Now, have you ever, you said you haven't talked to these people before. Have you ever talked to anyone associated with the Titanic?
No.
So this is all, no. This is all a new ground for you also.
It's all going to be new ground. Yeah, we intentionally, when we schedule a show like this, we intentionally don't talk to the spirits ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And we do let people ask questions through the chat room if they're so inclined as well. So we try to keep it off the cuff as best we can.
Now, obviously, you do some sort of research in the sense of knowing who to talk to, but do you do anything beyond that? And I mean, Titanic's a little bit tougher too, because it's a fair, you know, it's, without even caring, you can pretty much know a great deal of the information. So, how much do you prep yourself prior to doing something like that?
Quite a bit, actually.
Okay.
Because if I also wouldn't be able to verify the information that I'm getting. Because I've never worked with any of these spirits before, so sometimes we get spirits slip in, and we get some bad information. So I try to let myself have to know as much about a subject as I can, because if somebody comes in and starts saying some things that I know are totally wrong, well then I know we have a bad spirit. So there's actually a little more to this than people realize.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And, you know, as we were talking prior to the show starting, you know, it's almost like, too, that you run into the people who will be like, well, if you're doing the research, that means you know what's going on. You get to say what's going on. Therefore, you're fake. Or if you're not doing the research, people are going to be like, well, you know, you don't know what's going on. And, you know, it just doesn't seem very clear. Therefore, you're fake. I mean, how much of that do you run into?
Oh, we run skeptics all the time. I mean, and some really nasty ones, too.
Right.
But, you know, they can believe or not believe. It's in the beginning, I used to let it bother me when people thought we were, you know, whether we were fakes or not doing our job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've gotten so deeply into this thing now that I'm 100% confident in what we do. We have wonderful guides that work with the spirits, and they protect us. And every once in a while, we'll get some bad answers. But in general, we're right on track with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So that is going to be tonight on the Pararex Radio Network. That is on local time here in the Twin Cities. That's going to be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that is, I'm trying to remember that, because I used to do a show on Pararex a while back. And that's, isn't that Pararex Radio? Is it ParaxRadioNetwork.com or just Pararex Radio?
Yeah. No, it's ParaxRadioNetwork.com.
ParaxRadioNetwork.com. No hyphen between the para and the X, right?
No, it's just all one word. And what we do is we'll take the show and we'll post it up on our YouTube channel. I have, now obviously we're going from radio to video.
Mm-hmm.
So I've collected about 50 original photographs from the Titanic. So when we post the audio tonight on YouTube, I'll also make a video line with it where you'll be able to see original photographs and try to understand better. We'll have pictures of the spirits that we're talking to, and and you'll be able to see some real pictures of what the ship looked like. So it's going to be very interesting when I put it up on YouTube tonight.
Mm-hmm. Who have you spoken to from history that surprised you the most about what they told you what happened versus what we understood to have happened in their life?
One of the ones that surprised me the most was Moses.
Okay.
When we channeled him for the last book. And when he tells the true story of the journey of the Israelites, it's really quite interesting. Moses didn't, for instance, he doesn't wander 40 years in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to him, he also explains what happened with the parting of the Red Sea. And it's very different from what people think it is. But when he tells the story, it all becomes very believable and understandable. Mm-hmm. Another one that really threw me for a loop was General George Patton, because his death was not like anything that anybody imagined it was. I was really shocked by that. We actually had a channel with him on three different occasions so that I could verify what he was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we've had some really wild variants with what history's recorded and some of the stuff we've done.
Well, I seem to recall, and it's been a while since I've read the conspiracy book, but I seem to recall that who was it that was talking about the assassination of Lincoln, and somebody who came forth, and it's very well known, I just can't put it all together at the moment,
mm-hmm.
talked about how it was a conspiracy on a higher level, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it was much higher level. John Wilkes Booth was not killed in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were behind the assassination was the Secretary of War and the Vice President. And they arranged to have Booth escape. He actually dies in 1903
mm-hmm.
in the town of Enid, Oklahoma. And I could go into the archives. I even found a picture of Booth in his coffin. That was taken in Enid, Oklahoma in 1903. So I went back. I could basically verify everything that they told me in the channeling for it. But that was an extremely interesting variant on history.
There was talk about his body being put on display at different fairs and stuff. Was that real or was that something that never actually happened. You know, like
that was absolutely real.
The mummified remains of.
Mm-hmm. He dies in 1903. In 1904, his mummy was actually on display at the World's Fair.
Okay.
The guy that owned it was an attorney. He died. The wife sold it to a carnival. And the last time the body was sighted was in the early 1970s in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody really knows what became of the mummy. But it showed a lot of the injuries that Booth would have had in light. He broke his leg when he jumped off at Ford's Theater.
Yep.
I mean, they had analysis done of the mummy, and there were like 12 or 15 different correlations.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go back and really tie that one together.
That's incredible. Why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take our second break? And then when we come back, let's talk about Jesus a little bit. Since you've written a number of things about that, we'll talk about Jesus and aliens. Our guest today is Barry Strom, who is an author of 7 books, focusing on messages he received while channeling spirits and aliens. We're going to be back in a moment. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back. And every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. I do not guarantee responses, but I do guarantee respectful communication with spirits, and it's very interactive. If you have anyone you want us to try to reach out to, just, you know, send us a note. We'll do our best. Why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for my live Spirit Box session and see what it's about. And, you know, if you want to advertise on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, please do so. You know, we can make it work. We're very flexible. There's spaces available if you would like to advertise your business with us or paranormal team or whatever you'd like to do. Reach out to me. Send me a note. You can send it to greg@ghostboxradio.com. Send me a note and we will figure something out. If that works, then we'll have you on the air. Also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. Also, on my Patreon page, I always upload the newest episodes there, so the entire run is there also if you want to check it out. Today, we're talking with Barry Strom, who is an author of 7 books focusing on his messages he received while channeling spirits of historical figures, aliens, and religious figures. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. So if we're kind of jumping around, it's only because there's so much to kind of get to. But probably the most perhaps controversial is, Barry, you being able to speak directly with Jesus.
Yes, yes. It started probably 4 or 5 years ago. First time he came through, we absolutely couldn't believe it. We felt this incredible energy, and we were only using the channeling board at the time. And he came in, gave us a couple simple messages, and left. And, you know, we had had people act as imposters for Jesus before. And we thought, man, this one was really different.
Mm-hmm.
Returned to us a couple times later. And I didn't believe it. You know, why would Jesus come through for us and let us talk to him? So one time he comes through and he says, are you ready to heal others? Well, civil engineers don't heal a lot of people. But I said, sure, I'll give it a shot. I was going to be speaking at a convention, and he gives me a name of a person. And it turns out the person's name was the individual in charge of the convention I was going to. So I went in. He gave me the special prayer to say, which I did. And he said she has a heart problem, and person's still around, so I guess it worked. But there was another woman there, and she suffered from chronic migraines. And I heard her talking to another person. She was having one of these terrible migraines. And she said she gets them, you know, on a regular basis. And in my head, I'm hearing, go heal her. Okay. So I go over, I said, this is going to seem a little weird, but you care if I say a prayer to try and heal your migraines? And she says, I'll try anything. So I said the prayer. Within an hour, her migraine was gone, and she hasn't had one in like 4 years. So, okay, that's pretty convincing. But then a couple of years ago, I had a heart attack. And I was in, obviously, in the hospital, and they're saying, we got to get you in. Your heart's not getting oxygen. And they show me the heart damage on the monitor. They said, this is serious. We really got to go with this. So I was laying, waiting to go into surgery. And with my eyes closed, I could see an angel flying. It approached, looked at me, and flew away. So I told Connie, I said, it's all good. There's no problem. I just got the message. So they go in and they do the catheter and they go through all the stuff. And when I finally wake up, I said, okay, guys, how many stents did we do? And they said, we didn't do any. We couldn't find any heart damage. I said, well, wait a minute. You just showed me this, like 4 hours ago before we went into the surgery. So there's no way we can explain it except your heart's healthy. You've not had a heart attack. I said, okay. So I'm sitting in recovery and I hear this voice in my head and it says, if I can have you heal others, I can heal you as well. And God had performed a miracle in my heart. So he just kept doing things. Connie had an eye problem when we first came out here. They wanted to rush her into a retinologist. I hear that she's going to be okay. She goes into the doctor, and the doctor says, your eyes are perfect. They're healthy. You'll never see me again. So, I mean, we have had repeated miracles on the both of us, and I have been able to perform miracles of healing for others. It gets pretty convincing. So then he starts chatting with us on a regular basis, and he told me that he wanted me to write a book about his life because many of the facts that are in the Gospels were not accurate, that through translations, through modifications.
Word of mouth, right? Because most of it's word of mouth, yeah.
Well, there were 300 years. It was a 300-year period from the time Christ is crucified until Constantine starts to try to assemble Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is 300 years. That's longer than the United States has been in existence. And nobody wrote down his words when he spoke.
Right.
It was all hearsay. It was passed on. The earliest writings are like 70 AD, which is a couple generations after the crucifixion. And there were many, many Gospels submitted to Constantine, like 300, and he selects 27. So, we've actually, in our last book, Spirit Speak Challenge, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we dedicate a chapter to Constantine, where we channel him, and he tells us what went into the selection of the Gospels, and why he did what he did, and why he was the first Christian Roman emperor. But, he wanted this book written about his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we started channeling all the information about it. And that was the book that came out a couple of years ago. It was Spirit Speak, Channeling the Life of Jesus. And it makes his life totally believable. I mean, it takes away a lot of the exaggerations. Because the members of the monks of the church through the years felt that if they did not exaggerate things, people wouldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the things were modified and exaggerated. But once you go through all this exaggeration, you find out that it's an incredibly believable story. For instance, the Gospels don't have anything. He's born. There's a little event when he's like 10 years old. And the next thing you know, he's 28 years old and he started his ministry.
Yep.
So you got this huge gap in his life. Well, he told us what takes place during that whole period of time. He does travel, but he stays in the Mediterranean area. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go to China or Great Britain or any of that stuff. Comes home when he's 18 and gets married when he's 19 years old, which was basically what they did in those days. Has five children. Lives a normal life until at 28, he begins his ministries. And for the next 3 years, he basically speaks words that change the world. But is when you, my book makes his life very believable.
You must be incredibly popular with the Catholic Church.
No, I'm not.
No, I would think not.
Oh, I'm not too popular with a lot of churches because they believe every word is correct.
Well, and
it's written.
How do you reconcile that with other religions then in terms of, I mean, are we still looking at someone like Muhammad? He still existed. I mean, are there separate, you know, religions? I mean, do they all still work together? How does all that work?
The big message that we get in his channel is are the many paths to heaven. There's not a single path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the key is you live a good life, you help others, you show love to others, and you advance in the realms of heaven. I mean, there are individuals out there that never heard of Jesus. Well, they aren't going to go to hell just because they never had the opportunity to learn about Jesus, especially some of the primitive people that still live in the world. It's how they live their lives. It's not, and there's not any one path to heaven. There's not one church that determines whether you're going to heaven or not. the writings that we do make it all very believable and very simple.
Wow. So, I mean, it's reassuring, but it's also, I'm sure for those who are very faith-based, it could be reassuring, but also could be really going against fundamental beliefs. I mean, and it's not necessarily saying that people don't agree with it or believe it, but it's the idea of this is kind of a tweak on what we've been taught our whole lives.
Here's the bottom line. There's people have beliefs that are not going to change.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's their beliefs. That's what they believe. That's the structure that they live under. But it's how they live their lives. And if you believe that every word of the gospel is correct, live a good life, yes, you will move ahead in the realms of heaven. If you maybe don't even... Maybe you're an agnostic and you don't know. You can't see it. You can't feel him. You can't really understand him, but you live a good life. Well, guess what? You're going to advance in the realms because there are people with different belief structures. And we get a lot of criticism. And what I simply tell them is that's your belief and these are mine. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get over, we'll see who's right.
Right. Right. I mean, and there's room for everybody, but it's also
absolutely.
But it is. Absolutely. I mean, it's a direct line that you seem to have, and the fact is that you are basically performing miracles. Do you feel like do you believe that Jesus feels like that you've healed enough people, or that there's room? I mean, or is there a lot more to do?
There's a lot more to do. He wants me to write two more books. So I'm working on one now. He wants to do a book based on his messages. Mm-hmm. So everybody totally understands. Well, we started our own podcast. It's called A Weekly Message from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll probably do after about 50 of these shows is compile the messages that he's given us and publish them. So that will probably become the messages book that we do next. We want to also do a book based on our channeling of the archangels.
Okay.
We've channeled, I think, 7 different archangels now. So we're going to channel probably around 20 till we're finished. Next week on our radio show, I mean, this week we're doing the Titanic. Next week we're going to channel Gabriel, the archangel.
Okay.
We did Metatron a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real. I mean, we're really almost unlimited in who we have the ability to channel with.
Well, why don't we do this? Let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with our guest, Barry Strom. We're going to maybe let's talk a little bit of aliens and whatnot. I mean, we're just kind of racing through everything, and we'll have Barry back at some point to be more in depth. But, you know, we're just trying to get a really good overview of what he can do. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we bring back psychic medium tarot card reader Anne for more one-question readings and guidance. You know, I love these episodes, and I know that you do too, so get those questions ready as we have her, you know, all these episodes with her, we do conversation about whatever she has going on. We sit, we bring in some tarot readings and whatnot. It's a fun time. So please get your questions together, and we'll be doing that next week. Now we finish our conversation with Barry Strom, who is the author of 7 books, focusing on his messages he received while channeling spirits. A couple of them now are with channeling Jesus Christ. We also have one about aliens. You know, something occurred to me over break, Barry, and I don't know if this is possible. Do you think it's possible to ask a spirit to come through tonight for me on my spirit box session at 10 p.m.
Maybe. I'm not going to give you a definite yes, but
no. But I mean, do you think it's worth asking the question? You know, I mean,
my guide. I'm hearing in my head that yes, that she will try. That Laura will try to help you tonight.
Should I ask for Laura, or should I ask if there was somebody in particular I wanted to reach out to?
No, ask for Laura.
Okay, I will ask for Laura.
And ask for Laura, and then ask her if she can bring you the spirit.
Okay, okay. Making sure I have...
That's what I do. I mean, it's that's how we do it.
Well, let me ask you this, if I can. And if you don't have the answer, that's totally fine. Or if Laura doesn't have the answer. Literally every time I do a spirit box session, the name Robert comes through literally every time. And, you know, as you know, using a spirit box, if you're getting something with multiple syllables in it, a name or something, that's interesting. You know, if it's like Greg is one syllable, that could be just any sort of radio or whatever. But Robert, very clearly defined, almost every time that I do a session, that name comes through. And I've always wanted to know whether, you know, if there's a special significance to me for that, or if it's meant for somebody else to hear it.
I'm hearing that he's your spirit guide.
Okay. And that's what I've always thought.
One of them. Yes.
That's what I've always thought. And, but I've never heard, like when I've asked that in the session, I don't think I've ever heard anything definitive. And as you know, as you started off with Spirit Box, if we don't hear, it doesn't mean it's not there either, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's so hard to get there. Now we only have about 4.5 minutes left. Because this hour goes by pretty quickly. Let's talk as briefly as we can about aliens. And I think it's like the third or fourth book that you put out was you talking with aliens. You're channeling one alien in particular, right?
Yes. When I was doing the conspiracy book, I started asking questions about aliens because I wanted to do a chapter on the alien conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that Laura tells me, she said, next week when we channel, we're going to introduce you to one. I said, one what? And they said, an alien. So as it turns out, I mean, this is going to twist a lot of people around, but when you have a spirit energy, I can channel it. Aliens have the same spirit energies that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Reincarnation is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul energy has been around basically since creation. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. So it's been around for billions of years.
Yes.
Humans walk the earth for 250,000 years. Where do you think your soul energy was before humans walked the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Answer, other planets. I can hear everybody going on the radio as I said that. But all of us have lived prior lives on other planets.
The way it is. If I may interject for a second, I mm-hmm. know that I've had a friend of mine, Nicole, who does past life regressions, and she had one done mm-hmm. on her, and she could, like, you know, you could see your hands through the regression, you know, as you're looking, and, you know, one or a few times doing those past life regressions, her hands weren't human. you know, so, you know, that seems to really tie into all that. And like we talked earlier, I'm getting the chills right now about that. And as I said to you earlier, that's a, that for me, that's always a validation of what I'm talking about. And, or what, or earlier when you were talking, what you were talking about. And I keep telling you how much time we have left because we don't have a lot left and we got to have you back on about this. What is the alien's name that you've channeled?
Moo.
Moo, that's correct. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We did two books with Moo. He's moved on. 2 weeks ago on our radio show, we devoted a full hour to channeling with another alien. They brought us another blue alien to talk to. He answered a ton of questions, and we did it live on the radio a couple weeks ago. So it's real. I mean, that's, it's the spirit energies. Just the same as, get ready for this, Bigfoot has spirit energies.
Right. Because we're all living, right? We're all living in energy, as you said. Yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. So if you have a living energy, you can I can channel them with the help of my guides. I can't do it you know.
You're the conduit.
It's up to the guides. But I can, one of these nights, I'm going to channel Bigfoot on our radio channel. So that, and that one's going to say a lot of people that aren't going to believe. But, you know, we're doing bizarre things. But it's all true. So people got to learn to understand what's going on around them. And there's much going on around them that they don't understand.
And if they don't understand, so be it, right? I mean, it doesn't really matter. It, that's their prerogative. Just don't be, you know, don't be a jerk about it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I do things that sometimes I can't believe. Okay. So I don't blame anybody for doubting our work. But if you look at the context, look at the messages and the challenges that I've done with Jesus through the years. They are beautiful, wonderful messages of love, all of them. I'm not talking to the devil when I'm doing this. The devil would not be giving us these messages.
And you do your prayer.
Take time to understand before you criticize.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. It, you know, this is like a day today that I wish that the show was a 2-hour episode. You know, Barry, let's get you back on if you're open to it, if you're enjoying this.
Whenever. Just let me know.
We'll do. And I want to do a separate one with you also. And we could talk a little bit after that, after this or some other time about it. But first of all, tonight, you're going to be channeling 5 members of the Titanic who are part of that. That's going to be on Pararex Radio Network tonight at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please make sure that you check that out. And also, where do people get your books now?
They're on Amazon. Everything's up on Amazon. The latest one's on Kindle. They can download it. You can go to our website. It's called spiritspredict.com. You can buy all the books from there. If you get them there, you get to see how lousy my signature is. But, you know, they're not hard to find. Just Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere.
That's fantastic. Barry Strohm, that's Strohm. Barry, thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Loved it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. This has been Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Patrick, thank you so much for running the board. Next week, we're going to have Anne back on. Have a great week, everyone.